A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
On the Diaspora Forum this evening, we are talking about the involvement of Zimbabweans living outside the country in political issues.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabweans living in various nations and their involvement in political matters back home.
Zimbabweans living in the diaspora are naturally part of the social, economic, and political fabric of the southern nation, of the Southern African nation, as they always interact with relatives and friends back home.
Their interaction has raised eyebrows in some sections of society, with accusations that they are fueling the economic and political crisis in Zimbabwe by supporting opposition political parties like the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, which has been planning to stage nationwide protests in the country.
Some of them have dismissed these accusations, saying the government is failing to live up to expectations in a nation where the majority are living from hand to mouth.
So the big question is, are Zimbabweans living the diaspora causing havoc back home?
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 01-202-619-2077.
When I saw you with a tie, what I wanted to do initially was to use my socks as a tie. But I discovered that I'm wearing very short socks.
So siyakwazi besithi abantu bangene ke emgqoqweni betshengisele bekhonona ngesimo esibi somnotho. Kodwa ke amapolisa avimba simile nkinki. Kube sesibuya labanye abantu abathi konke kona kuphela kuhlokozwa ngabantu abahlala emazweni. Abanjenge abantu abahlala eMelika kuzobuya abanye baseBrithani, abanye baseAustralia, South Africa, eMozambique ngapi ngapi. Nxa udabuka eZimbabwe uyacatshangela ukuthi ngohlokoza konke lokho. Kambe liyakuhlokoza lokho kumbe hatshi.
Right, Gibson. Ndakasimba zvikuru. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yekuratidzira kuri kuitwa kuZimbabwe. Tichitarisa vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika. Tinonzwa kuti vari munyika zvikuru pamadande mutanda vanopomera mhosva vari kunze kwenyika kuti ndimi muri kukurudzira vanhu kuti vange vachipinda migwagwa vachiratidzira zvinopedzisira zvaita kuti vamwe varohwe waurawe nekukwadzwa nemapurisa kana nemauto mukuratidzira kune kuchiitwa asi imi mune muri kunze kwenyika hanzi mune mugere zvenyu yavanoti mucomfort zone muchingokurudzira vari kumusha kuti pindai migwagwa imi makahwanda munyika dzamugere asi vari kunze vari kuti aiwa zviri kuitika kumusha zvinongobata munhu wese hazvina basa kuti uri kunze kwenyika here kana kuti uri munyika nekuti vanotumira dzimari vane hama neshamwari vari kumusha zvinoita kuti vange vachida kuona kuti vanhu vagara zvakanaka here vagadzirisika here vachiti iwo kuti vakwanise kuenda kumusha kunobatana nevanenge vachiratidzira zvinhu zvinonetsa nekuti zvinoda mari dzendege kuti vafambe kubva munyika dzavanenge vagere vari muSouth Africa vanoti vainge vaine chido chokupinda muZimbabwe kunobatana nevairatidzira musi wa 16 asi pavakanzwa kuti hazvina kuzobvumidzwa nemapurisa zvichienda mberi nemimwe nemamwe marali kana matemo anga achida kuitwa kubva musi weMonday havana kuzokwanisa kunge vachipinda mukuratidzira ikoko ndo nyaya dzatoda kuti kurukure kuti imi munoonawo sei nekwamuri pindai muchirongwa ndechenyu.
Yeah, kunjalo ke mfowethu Baba Chonga. We hear that our first guest is in, and that is Mr. Philip Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the show, sir.
Evening, my brother, good to you today.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And we hear that there are some people in ZANU-PF who are saying that they're actually making claims, that some people in the diaspora are actually fueling the crisis back home. They are actually allegedly supporting the MTC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa and saying people should go on the streets and all those kind of things. Is this really coming from your party or this is a general thought in Zimbabwe? Mr. Kaule?
Yes, I can hear you, Gibbs.
Yes, so are you in ZANU-PF actually fueling? Or I'm trying to say, are you in ZANU-PF thinking that people living in the diaspora actually fueling the crisis back home?
It's very true. Very true indeed. It is also, they're also contributing to that as well. They are also contributing. They are also a contributing factor indeed.
How are they doing that?
So they are communicating with people at home and as it is, you remember, they are the ones, they are always communicating with people at home since most of the people are relying on them for support, especially they are the ones who are helping them in whatever they need, especially in the form of buying them food and other things like that and supporting their, as well, some of the children who go to school who are paid school fees are paid by those people who are out there. Especially, may I give an example with people who are migrant workers who are in South Africa? Those people playing a very, very big role in the, especially in Zimbabwe. Most of the families depend on them. They provide really, especially during this time of. Things are bad here in Zimbabwe. So they are the ones who determine the pace. They tell people here at home what to do since they rely on them. And they listen to them that much.
Mr. Gaule, somebody I spoke with earlier raised a question that I may also pass on to you. He said that during the Liberation War, many nationalists, including political parties based outside Zimbabwe, the then Rhodesia, were being supported by people in the diaspora. What's new here?
Yeah, it's very true. During that time, but it wasn't like today, where most of the people are out there in the diaspora. A little was done by people who were out of the country. But remember, there are some of our people really who played a very big role, especially funding and doing all sorts of things for the liberation movement, especially those who are in the diaspora. I remember some people were, I was talking to one of my colleagues who was telling me that when they were in London, some guys went during the Liberation War, they were helping these other people at home, and some of them were in the countries where they were camps, refugee camps, and military training, like in Zambia and Mozambique. So it's the same, really, and I feel it is like that.
Yeah, kodwa ke baba gabe ngasikhangela sibili ubona ngazani liyaveli kubona njani lina njengoba phela labantu ba ku ZANU-PF balezihlobo ezingapha. So when abangakutshela bethi Baba Kaule yenza lokhu ungakwenza ukuthi hlamukela sibili ibandla lakho ungene ku MTC kambe kunjalo kumbe lapha ke sengezimithiyo kume njani
kona kona abantu bangale tips bale ngqondo naleyana siba nawo siba two siba siba ingqondo zabo seza colonizedwa ngamakhiwa nalana abahlala labo abantu bona abana abahlala labo nawo sebelandela nje sebebona kodwa kona kwa ukubona kwabo sebebona kona phezimbabwe izinto zonke zezimbi ngendlela babona ngayo awaye bakhona ungakhohlwa ukuthi ngabantu abana basuka lapha elizweni izinto zisesezimbi ngalesani isikhathi sombuso kamgabe bathe basuka kwabo bazonda bazonda into yabo abakatshintshi njalo iningi labo banjalo basuka nje ngomumo nakanomubi baloku bebona ububi kuphela bakabona ubuhle into yabo yonke abayibonayo lapha babona ububi kuphela langakusenzakalani abantu abangakholwayo ukuthi umumo lo wezimbabwe uhulumende okhona uzama ukulungisa hatshi ngabantu abakhangela kuphela babone ububi ngemuva ekhaya
hayi siyakuzwa kuhle baba gawule singazikumbi ubaba ujonga ngafisa ukubuza umbuzo khonapha
ndofunga wagawule ndinogona kungovakhandira mvunzo neshona andini makasunungurika yenyu wagawule
ndirozvo
vagaule vakawanda vari muZimbabwe tichinzwa nema ndikati madhemo angaida kuitwa nebato reMDC tirikuona vari kutaura nevanonyora pamadande mutande pamasocial media vari kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vari kupindira zvakanyanya munyaya dzemafambisiro ezvinhu kumusha kuburikidza nekukurudzira vanhu kuti vapinde mumigwagwa vachiratidzira against the government also nekutumira mari dzekuti vawane mari dzekudhinda maposta kutenga matishirt nezvimwe zvakadaro imiwo sebato rezanu PF muri kuona sei nyaya iyo
inini ndiri kuzoona kuti ichokwadi zvinhu zvakadai ndizvo zviri kuitika vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vamwe vacho vakabva kuno kuZimbabwe havana kubva nekufara nokuda kwavo vakabva kuno kuZimbabwe vechitiza madambudziko aripo ange iripo hurumende yamugabe vanhu vacho havana kuchinja vabva vaona kushata chete kwezvinhu kumusha sekusiya kwavo nyika vechienda kunotsvaga mabasa ikoko vari kurarama but sekuona kwangu kupfunga kwavo kwangu kunofanana nevarungu vacho ivovo vari ikoko ivo vazhinji vacho vari kuona kuti kumusha uku vanhu vanongovechera kuti haiwa ndingatibvisei hurumende yezanu PF chete ndiyo ndiyo vari kuimba nzwo imwe chete yokuti haiwa vanhu kuti zvinhu zvinake kumusha ngavabvise hurumende yezanu PF ndokufunga kwavo havana kufunga kwekuti iye zvino vamunangagwa vapinda kuti vagadzirise zvanga zvakashata izvi kuti tibetserane navo vari kudhiaspora uko vatsigire hurumende yedu iripo tiite mabasa edu tichitsigirana sevanhu vezimbabwe kuti musha wedu unake vadzoke kumusha toda kuti vese vafunge kuti kumusha ndiko kwakanaka kuti vauye vagadzirise kumusha kuti vadzoke vauye kuti vazobetsera vechiita zvese vanenge vechifunga vanofanira kufunga kuti nyika yedu inoda kugadziriswa so tiri mamwe chete takabatana sevana vezimbabwe but ivo manje vari kukonzeresa kuti zvinhu zvishate munyika vanhu vafunge zvavari kufunga ivo ndivo nemhaka kuti ndivo vari kuvasapota ndivo vari kuvatsigira vachivapa zvinhu vachivapa mari yokutenga zvikafu sezvo vanofanira kutendera zvavanofunga ivo
saka muri kuti imi vari kumusha havagone kuzvifungira vega here vagaule
vari kumusha vanozvifungira but nyaya iripo ndeyekuti ivo vacho pachivanhu chedu munhu ane chinhu anova munhu kuchivanhu chedu vazhinji vacho vabereki vanotendera munhu ane chinhu kana ari mwana ari kudhiaspora ene mari achivatumidzira mari vanotendera zvese zvanotaurwa nemwana wacho iyoyo kana kuri munhu ane chinhu akapfuma mufemili vanongoti munhu uyu kana akataura even kana taura marabishi vanongoti zvese zvinhuvanotora zvese izvozvo ndizvo zvinokonzeresa zviri kukonzeresa maproblems akawanda nemhava kuti vanhu vane ivo vacho vanosapota vanobetsera tokumbira mari iye zvino hatina chikafu hatina zvakadai mari yechikoro vobhadhara oti moita zvakati Ehe, vanotevera izvozvo.
Saka ndozvoita kuti vaiswe pazvirango. Batai henyu va Gaule. Tisati taenda kumuteereri tina va Charles Mutama vanove sachigaro we branch ye MDC muno mudunhu re Maryland Virginia DC. Vari parunhare todzoka kwamuri iye zvino izvi vamutama rekaiti mudzwa muteereri. Hello. Hello. Hello, I think we have lost the caller. Hello.
Let's go back to
yes,
Mr. Mutama.
Mr. Mutama,
yeah,
yes.
Mr. Mutama, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the program, Mr. Mutama. Yeah, so is that Mr. Mutama or caller? Mr. Mutama?
Oh, it's the caller.
Hello.
Yeah, Taura Itinswe.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I see a good signal with you. Now I'm going to ask for a lower group of the family. But the thing is, you know, I have an idea for what you know, what is going on. They are also positive. You know, the influence is coming from the people who are on the top. What I'm sorry, they are also positive for this case. Yeah, I'm going to repeat it with something that is for simply to allow the diaspora. They are feeling the victims in the Quaker party. They are probably out to marry into Bakira and the Kwanbutuan or anyone is not bigger, one like a chamber. And outside, one of our eligible, but can I imagine that you send a chimney and marry to a very Maria Chamber, you go to a chamber with the series. You have no Costa and Paramount, but I don't know the actors of Hindi, but a family of Sarah, you want a Rubrika, my mother, Rubrika, Mari, Sasa, and Buddha, but you know, you have no Costa, everything. You want to write to allow Gaule and other buildings here. So if you are in DC, you are outside, you are in the airport, let all of them come back so that we resolve this crazy criminal in Zimbabwe. Because you are good, they are enjoying the green process today. They are not watching in DC, they are not watching in DC. So they must come back, both of them. Because you are one side, you are in DC, they are also going to be both. You are going to be 42. They are also saying that the individuals are not for the community. Because they are also causing the banners, the chimney cheese. They are also causing the community. So all of them are not for the NPC. They must come back to Zimbabwe so that we can resolve the country in case. Because they are not for the NPC. They are also causing that.
Thank you so much. Is that the end of
the day? Zimbabwe, Gokwe.
Maita basa mkanya morara zvakanaka. Thank you. Gibbs, what Mkoma Joseph Mukanya has just said is that both ZANU-PF and MDC are part of this problem. He says Mr. Gaule should not only point to MDC children who are outside the country. ZANU-PF officials, they also have children outside the country who are sending money and they're also assisting in all the printing of banners and all that in the country. So they should, both of them, they should bring back their children to this.
Yeah. So let's hear from Mr. Charles Mutama, who is the MDC chairperson for DC, Maryland, Virginia region. Mr. Mutama, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yeah, fine. How are you? So tell us, there is this accusation that people living in the diaspora actually supporting the opposition like you, and you are fueling problems back home. How true can that be?
It's true in the sense that we are members of the MDC. That one is very true. Most of the people in the diaspora are members or support the MDC. That's very accurate. But what is not accurate is that we are fueling unrest in Zimbabwe. What we are doing is we are encouraging our members in Zimbabwe to exercise their democratic and constitutional rights to demonstrate through a collaboration or solidarity where we hold demonstrations wherever we decide. In Washington, D.C., we had our own demonstration, which happened at the same time when the demonstration in Harare was supposed to occur. Unfortunately, for our colleagues in Harare, they were not allowed to demonstrate because of the draconian legislation that is used by ZANU-PF and its and the institutions of the state that it has captured. So yes, we are in solidarity with our brothers and sisters who organized the demonstration on Friday, merely because we are members of the same political party. And then in general, members of the or Zimbabweans in the diaspora support the demonstrations because they are also suffering in terms of how they are supporting families back home. That's one reason why Zimbabweans in the diaspora will support an MDC-led demonstration. The other point that will facilitate that support or encouragement of demonstration by the MDC, by the diaspora, is the fact that the so-called new dispensation did not allow the diaspora to vote. If the so-called new dispensation was genuine in its reform, political reform, then it was going to extend that right to the diaspora to vote. So the diaspora can see through the deception of this regime that it is not genuine by not allowing it to vote in this past election.
Uh-huh.
And the diaspora therefore feels the past elections were not inclusive. And there's a justification therefore for the diaspora to support the Movement for Democratic Change to call for economic, political reform.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mutama. Thank you so much. You end at this moment with you.
We have a caller.
Don't go away. We've got a caller.
Yes, Tinemu Shama. Tinemu Tereri. Hello?
Yes, Baba.
Hey, dear now.
Ndi Johannes Matambo.
Mkoma Johannes Matambo.
Oh.
Murukwa na murukupi mkoma?
Ndi ku Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. Nyayama inzu kwa Herumu Dariro.
Tinondi rukwaza angu watunga mire wedwe zano awaka. Waneta sekutu wanoda wanu kere. Asi, wasinga wani. Chikonze pira daro. Ino zi, nubope, mkanani zi wakuti, muno mzimbabwe, mune shikora ndi.
Yeah.
Asi wana wawo, awai mba muno mzimbabwe, zore razi za kuti, muno mamuna shikora. Zikoro zao zili au. Shino zaadu pomani. Awa waribu tizu wari auti. Waribu kondira wani ya Zimbabwe. Kita strike. Asi wano waribu Zimbabwe. Waribu auti au. Iwa wae nde ereko hondo ga. Kundo ita msanganu na wei koko. Wae ni nde re. Iko kusina wani ya Zimbabwe. Zeche waribu ni masaputa zi au. Saka wano wadabuti. Saidi rao iyo ni masaputa zi au. Dozo wano farila uti. Iyo ndio wa saputu eche. Awa, awafanilu kusapotwa. Saka wali kuto uraya, mapatano pijisa nekini nene mpira. Awadugu pijisa pane zawano nguwa chida kuita.
Yeah.
Zawano uga, ndo zawano uga utizitwe. Jisinga iye ni wanuga, ndo zawano uti ndo zirilu ongu. Zawo yu zino waza wanuga, zino pakuti wanuga ite strike. Ndo zawano uti ziri correct.
Yeah.
Saka hao, nyepa wano manja, wano nyepa wapa maredi ya vote, jisu patro mbukuzunuda wano, nyezidoshi wakata moe. Ata wana manja, wano zuhura ere wano. Wano zungotoru, wawa, wasinga zika, nikikuti waenda ku, wano watorere. Nukuda kukuti, wano wano taula chokwani, chino iwane wano, jimu sungura munu, muupeni wake, jimu faza munu. Iyo ndoshi wasinga di manja, wano kwa kata ino reshu.
Aiwa regaiti regaiti pewa gaule mkana tinzgila chipindura Mr. Gaule. Hello Mr. Gaule.
Wariku wadzwane kunya kuti chikuti wana ndiwe ku wariku nze kwa kukonzeresa maproblem zaripo mamu ya haya apa icho kwa dibati uyewe mchinda wariku uyewe mdisi uwe, hariku uwe. Ata urakuti icho kwa ni, njino fara kujwa inya ya katero. Icho kwa ni kuti wa jini jivacho hariku kontereza ma problem za kadaro. And mdiyo masapota zifuti MDC. Mishire wakuti, zato pia yes, inao masapota zayo kuzeku inyika. Sezo,
For example, dokupa ma branch bana ma branch all over Zambia sina ma branch kunze kwenyika ativeri kuti ndiyo ma supporters ze MDC church ari kunze nemu supporters ze Zambia pariko but vari kufiwela ma problems aya vanhu ve MDC ndiyo vari kukonzeresa ma problems akawanda vachishanda nevanhu vari kumusha uku asi vari kukonzeresa ma problems akawanda.
Ah, thank you so much Mr. Gaule. Mukoma Johannes Matambo maita basa zvikuru.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's take another caller.
This is Dr. Gisle caller. I'm going to talk to you. This is Loban. Foyt. Kunjan. This is Loban. Kunjan. Kunjan. Foyt. Hello, caller. We are going to talk to you. Kunjan. I'm going to talk to you. Kunjan. 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 Kunjan.
Maybe we can go to Mr. Mutama. Mr. Mutama, Mr. Gaule is applauding you for coming out clean that you have a hand in what is happening back home. May you respond to that?
Yes, we have a hand in the democratic struggle in Zimbabwe simply because the people have been oppressed for a long time by this regime led by ZANU-PF and lately by this coup government. So we have an obligation as a generation to find our mission and not to betray it. And that mission is to make sure there is democratic reform in Zimbabwe. There is a new economic trajectory in Zimbabwe. So he should not accuse us of causing problems. As a matter of fact, on Friday, the Zimbabwe Republic Police, which gets its instruction from ZANU-PF, is the one which caused the unrest in Zimbabwe and visited the people of Zimbabwe, or the demonstrators in particular, with the violence. And for a long time, ZANU-PF has caused this economic malaise that we are experiencing. The poverty that our parents in Zimbabwe are suffering through and enduring. The lack of water, the lack of electricity, all these maladies are because of ZANU-PF, and that's the reason why people went on the streets, because of corruption, because of the capture of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission by the military, the abuse of the media, ZBC, by ZANU-PF, has blocked all democratic spaces, such that people feel the only way now to express themselves is through public expression. And the 16th of August was an opportunity and a platform for people of Zimbabwe to air their concerns. But as usual, this regime, which thrives on suppressing dissent, once again was at heat and brutalized the protesters who were peaceful and nonviolent. So, yes, we will continue with the struggle for democracy in Zimbabwe and the restoration of human rights and human dignity in Zimbabwe. We will support that, and we are proud that we support our fellow compatriots in Zimbabwe who want genuine transformation in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mutama. Stay on the line. Let's see what people are saying on Facebook, Baba Chonga.
Yes.
Kulobusani Mbuso Ntini, uti ama Zimbabweans as South Africa, kwele Botswana le Zambia, kumele betshengisele kuma porters bavale imngcele yonke ukuthi ncinci isibili. Brighton walazi uthi sabona baba Dube long time ye kunjani ngefowethu. Austin Ncube uthi linjani bakwethu. I'm watching you from Johannesburg ngise Roodepoort. Kuzobuya ke uSalentini uthi sifiso sami ukuthi ngibe yimpukani ifly nje lapho okuhlangabeza okudla hayi ngizayibala bye bye I think kule kulamabala ayiqileyo. So the kuzobuya ke uBrighton uyaphinda njalo uthi ye siyamuzwa uGaule yakhuluma kodwa sizwa ukuthi ukhulumani. Kuzobuya ke uClemens Dube uthi how much does ZANU-PF pay Mr. Gaule to say all these things, so singazi ukuthi bamphathela kumbe hatshi. Kuzobuya njalo ke uMzingwane Gwebu uthi linjani Dube khonapho uloba ndikhonapho futhi
ndinebathumira hanzi nemwana hanzi Lydia Mudila anyora paFacebook yeshona hanzi ZANU-PF step down and see if you won't come back home. Then tine mkoma Brighton Tomuana, even those ZANU-PF varikukonzeresa vanhu kozi azishande kutumira mari ichishaya chekutenga. Then mukoma Emmanuel Nyakonda, demonstrations won't stop in the diaspora. Shukana mukoma kudamusere, topic is wrong. We are not causing any problems, but exercising our democratic rights to participate in politics of the country. Ndowa muanyora parish nerigati muzwa mtere.
Kutoa pela ina ili petu msindi kaya la.
Matutakiti. Ayye, ya mwani nde kona. Siku mingile nga kume sitande sinde. Sitange na rezanu, sitange na ma MPC ya kona pakati. Siso onke di sitange ni. Kwa toje, mina, ay, mina wakupo na kwa mwazi. Kuti, msindi, upeswa situation yese kaya. And then, inde nina zelela wala pangwati ya kangela. Nivona nani, abantu nayo abazi ngabe baba patient nankhanya mbonani umdala lo khona uhamba ndijana ndijana yazofana lokudila izindlu khathethi nge-JCP 10 room house la ube kungakuyakha kwangkhona angeke uyakhe within 5 minutes or within an hour kuthatha isikhathi ufuna isikhathi ufuna abantu babe patient singahamba sathona sizicitha igazi sizibulala singabambana singamazimbabwe siyawakha izimbabwe lani yabo uyavuka yamangenyabo.
Yeah, so ubona ngizani pho kumele kwenziweni empilweni ngoba kukhanya ngizani phela lina kuthiwa liyaqhubeka likwenza kwakhonokho.
Right. Make ngibuyela khonapho yabona ngihlala ngaleyo nje istudio 7 sikhuluma ngibesho ukuthi lapho umnangagwa la ngikhuluma nje ngaye nje upresident wethu ukwakhuluma ukuthi hhayi nje umasebenza la ma-diaspora sikolukuthi bebesincediswa kule mali iningi engena ivela ko-UK kwa-amerika esiyithumela loba nangikwaminje ngeyithumele loba 10,000 5,000 yabona imali engena ngelanga ngelanga esuka kithi esivela ngaphandle sincedisa ilizwe imali engisho ukuthi iyasebenza la elizweni kwapha. So kodwa-ke mina ngikwami nani okomsindo lokhala ukuthi uvela ngani la ngale hayi ifuta ipatient edingakala ebantwini ipatient efunakala elizweni lethu ukuze ilizwe silizwe leme lime kuhle ngenyanga.
Hayi siyakuzwa phosela ukugcina mfowethu
amelo ukugcina yazi ngithi khona kathi ngabe nje abantu nje sike kuyaqiniselwa usiyekele umdala nje ke siqhubelele phambili ngendlela okumba ngalo ilizwe nyalibona yazi nxa sebunya emnyameni so kunokukhanya phambili so ngabaqinisele siyasondela nonke singena sihlabantwana abakhona le sibafundisayo sinesihloko sihamba ngathi siyanonke sihamba siyafika inhlo sisenduka sibuyela futhi eBotswana so kunjalo hayi kuqiniselwe nje kuphela kuzalunga.
Thank you so much, Shabawa. Kulu mpofu, unwati wano kusasa mfoetu.
Nyabonga wangani wangani.
So, according to Mr. Mpofu, you know, participating in these political issues is a democratic process. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Okay, I think let me go to Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule?
Yes.
Yes, we saw yesterday the European Union, America, Canada, and Australia condemning openly the way the government handled the August 16 demonstrations and also what happened later, what followed, like in Bulawayo, Gweru, Mashingo, and I also understand that tomorrow police in Mutarif banned the demonstrations penciled for tomorrow. And also at the same time, SADC is quiet on that. What do you say about that?
I think it's very, very That one is a very good question. These people, that is interference. They are interfering with the affairs of our country. And that is, Zimbabwe is a sovereign state. And really, we rely much on our neighbors who know better than people who are out there in America or wherever. These are being controlled by their masters who are out there. But for as SADC, you remember, I think for these are our neighboring countries. We rely on, especially countries like South Africa. We trade with South Africa. Almost 70% of our trade is with South Africa. And really, these are the people who can say whatever they want. Because most of our people, as we speak right now, they are in South Africa. They are migrant workers there in South Africa. So South Africa is getting our burden. And South Africa is helping us to build our country, to build our economy. And at the same time, these neighboring countries as well as these African countries, they are calling for the removal of sanctions, which is good. which is good for our nation. And then let's all Zimbabweans and whoever is out there who doesn't like us, even then, even Western countries, they must really do away with the sanctions so that we move on, we move forward as a nation.
But is there something that the government cannot do to make sure that, these sanctions are removed? Because to some people, it's something very easy just to abide by whatever these people who impose sanctions are calling for.
I think we need to do some of these things and gradually go moving on as a government. And remember, in this new government that is led by Gomez Mnangagwa, this new dispensation, there are a lot of things that people must learn to appreciate that have been implemented by this new government, especially the atmosphere that has been created, especially what we witnessed during the elections, the general elections. Elections were free and fair in the history of this country. This was for the first time. And people must learn to appreciate that. That come 2023, we expect something far much better than what we witnessed in the previous election. And really, we are making progress. And why can people say, yeah, this is excellent, this is really wonderful, and opening up the space, and people are free to discuss. Unlike before, when people were discussing politics, they used to turn around and see who is closer to me and who is listening, and probably get themselves into trouble. But this is no longer there. Then the atmosphere is, you know, has been created by this new government, this new dispensation. Let's support this government and give this government time to really do more in terms of creating more democratic space.
Yes, yeah, but Baba Kabule, still Baba, we're not poor. Still Baba, we're not poor. We're not poor. We're not poor. We're
not
Ye mtunga akuchu kuti wena ngwako konapo lapho khona uzwa njani ngaba abantu besithi lina elihlala emazweni yini ngani lenkinga lisabulisekela kakhulu amabandla aphikisayo njalo liyachochozela ukuthi kube nodlakela ekhaya wena kuphatha njani kona.
Yeah, I think nxa ngithi ngiyakhangela mina ngibona ngani elizweni lapha kunzima. And ilizwe leli shall continue crying as crisis continue. Okukhona lapha ukuqakathekile ukuthi people should learn to stand for the truth, bemele iqiniso, angithi ukwanise uku-identify i-problem. Ungakwanisa uku-identify i-problem, uzakwanisa ukuyisolva i-problem. But ungehlule ku-identify i-problem, kuzaba nzima. Kufana ukuthi nxa ungakwazi ulamingela amehlo abonayo ameva enyaweni, uzabangela uthini? Uzalimaza unyawo lonke lokudinga ameva, angithi kumbe uya-doctor uhlinza umuntu, awukwazi ukubona i-problem dikwini, uzafika wenzeni phakathi khonale.
Yeah.
So qakathekileyo is to spot the problem and solve that problem amicably. I think kumele sikufunde lokho eZimbabwe, kakhulu kakhulu konke lokho kwe-EMA ngaphi ekumeleni iqiniso kuphela nje, not i-patronage but ikumela iqiniso. Yeah, noNkulunkulu uzasithanda asibuzise asikhanyisele asiqinise futhi. Yeah, asikufundeni lokho. Okunye abadala bayehluleka ubone sithi khathi abadala bayehluleka ayikwini izinto ezingaka. So asikumeleni iqiniso ilizwe leli ngalabantu bonke njengamacimbi esesihlahleni.
Yeah. So wena ubona kwakho sibili kathi singapho useZimbabwe kombe uhlala ngapha?
Mina ngiseZimbabwe.
Ye, khonapho nxa usukhangele wena ubona kwakho, ubona ngani laba abahlala ngapha emazweni balincedisa njani ukuthi litshengisele kumbe lenze konye okutshiyeneyo? Umuntu ohlala ngapha ngakutshele ti babagijima mtungwa uyenza lokho nalokho kuyayenza khonokho.
Hayi, mbonani, of course la nxa benga-encourage lokho, kodwa okukhona kuvele bona abantu abaseZimbabwe la locally bayadubeka, yibo abasemalahleni abatshayo, angithi yeah. At the same time bacommunicate labantu abaphanda and ba kodwa abazwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngabakhona. That's why even nemzimba yabo uyabona phethe imzimba le abanye abantu imzimba yakhona is ailing. Yeah. Abakho buthelezi bakhanti basehlupheni. Yeah. Yibo abazi ubuhlungu.
Yeah, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu. Sibonga kakhulu Mtunga. Ungathina kusasa baba.
I don't understand.
Yeah, so Mr. Mtunga is saying that it is really good for people to stand up for their rights and fight, you know. And he says, of course, they get some encouragement from people outside who can say something to you and suggest one or two things. But it doesn't mean that you always take everything.
Action. I mean, line and sinker. Whatever so, they send.
That's right. So he says, well, they communicate with the people, and that's it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe let's hear from Mr. Mutama. Wa Mutama?
Yes, Wajonga.
Yes. Also, panyaye ku ratizirai, we've heard from the police in Harare, Bulawayo, Gweru, Mashingo, and Mutare, that the demonstrations cannot proceed as planned because of previous records where the MDC members have ended up being violent, destroying property, and also injuring people. What's your take on that?
So what I can tell you, Mr. Kanemir, is that the decision by the police is a political decision. It's not a professional decision at all. Because based on the experiences just on Friday, evidence is awash of protesters who were sitting down. And on August 1st last year, evidence is awash of bystanders, not even protesters, who were shot in the back by soldiers. And no protester was engaged in any public act of violence or vandalism. So it is not correct to blame the MDC on any act of violence that might have occurred or vandalism. But the demonstrations that I am aware of that were organized after the election and even before the elections by the MDC were peaceful, and they started from Africa Union Square, and the people marched to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission offices peacefully and non-violently, led by President Nelson Chamisa. So I am not sure, not aware of any demonstration which was led by the MDC which turned violent. The only violence that I know that occurred was against MDC protesters on Friday. And MDC members, by set apparatus that have been unleashing an orgy of violence on our members ever since the party was started in 2000, simply because we are opposing ZANU-PF. If you oppose ZANU-PF, you become an enemy of the state, you become a sellout, and if you manage to attract support from outside the country, you become a sellout. ZANU-PF has expropriated and privatized patriotism. The MDC is a patriotic party. It seeks genuine political reform and democracy in Zimbabwe. It is set in goodwill and in good faith in all its political activities. Whereas ZANU-PF is not acting in good faith, ZANU-PF wants to continue holding on to power and will label anyone who comments on its shortfalls in governance as someone who is interfering, someone who is up to causing chaos and unrest in Zimbabwe. It's very curious that the communique from the European Union is being regarded as mischievous. I thought our Foreign Affairs Minister S.B. Moyo was on a journey for international re-engagement. The problem with ZANU-PF is if you want international re-engagement, there are parameters and guidelines where you can be readmitted into the international community of, or the community of nations. It is through good governance and democracy. So ZANU-PF simply needs to bring through and with other political parties comprehensive electoral reform.
Let's hear from Mr. Gaule, Mr. Mtama. Just hold on. Let's hear from Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule.
Yes. I hear you. The thing is, it's not like that in this new arrangement, in this new dispensation. This is a government led by a president, a listening president, and a president would like to see a change, even in these draconian laws that you were talking about, some of these people were talking about. And this is the exactly what the president would want Zimbabwe to be. And that is why the president is always singing a song that Zimbabwe is open for business, that we are prepared to engage the international community and work together. Remember, those people in the diaspora, please, you are not, they are still living in the past. We are in the new dispensation now. And they must all come and forward and support the new government. I know that some of them are MDC activists, but we mustn't be partisan when it comes to rebuilding our country. We need to work together as Zimbabweans. And all what we need to do is to contribute our part towards the building our country, reviving our economy. This is exactly what I saw. And this is blame game must come to an end, that we blame each other for no good reasons at all. But remember, if then we must come to a negotiating table as Zimbabweans and really find our way and as we move on together than blaming each other. But if there are some people who are dragging their feet, who want to sit down and negotiate and would want to go to the streets and demonstrate, what is it that we are going to achieve by getting into the streets and destroying property? But remember, what do we do in the past? We are learning from the past that people like Joshua Nkomo, Mugabe sat down and, you know, remember the situation of the past, but they managed to come together. And remember, this includes previous inclusive government, Tsvangirai and MDC and ZANU-PF, who came together, and that was achieved even then. Now, why can't we come together again as Zimbabweans and really crystallize our ideas and then move on as a nation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, siyawuza kakhulu ke baba Gaule. Sibona abantu abakhona lapha ku Facebook, umzingwane, umzingaye Gwebu, uthi sesizwile ngokuhlupheka emazweni. Siphila ngokuhamba sibaleka. Kuzobuya ke usikhumbuzo umlalazi uthi the social animal engumuntu inzima. Izwe elihle elinjenge Zimbabwe, ungamangala ukuthi kwangenani bakithi lokunzima. Umbuso wentini uthi khona listening and understanding comprehension are two distinct things. Singazuthi lapha kwadiphendula ubani usindo enmandlo mandlovu uthi Zimbabwe is open for business abe sefaka lokho ama emojis abantu abahleka kubi uhleko uzukhala inyembezi so ke aphinda the firstly end your brutalizing you know end your brutalization of innocent people and admit your mistakes uyakhuluma ke lapha ke usindo ye kulobani khona lapho ke ukhona
tina wanonzi mukoma ndi anze Lydia Mudila vanyora zvakare anze listening president who bans protest ndipo vari kupindura pari kunzi nava Gaule president Mnangagwa is the listening president then Brighton Tomuana anze Mnangagwa does not like change then Emmanuel Nyakonda anze terrorism in your own country then Lydia dzoka zvakare abductions almost every day ndo vamwe vanhu vatinawo pano then tiene mumwe futi mumwe angobvunza chete kuti why and then Nicholas Amoni Goto and use English regai tidaro ndokunga tiri kuedza kusanganisa mitauro yese vagoto vari kuti use English asanisai chirungu asi tiri kuedza kusanganisa vese vanhu vanzwa
kunjalo kakhulu
ndizvozvo
so ke sibuyele kuba Gaule ngesindebele lapha baba Gaule xa sihlangene sibula mntu wezi abantu bangani bayathengathenga ingakukhulu ngakhona ukuthi akuhambi kuhle into eziningi kule Zimbabwe njalo kuyavinjwa khona ukutshengisela babuze ukuthi khonokho njengoba kukhuluma sithi kulo rhulumente omutsha umutsha ngaliphi njengoba bathi ufanana nje lalowo owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe rhulumente wangkhona kuzobuya lalona futhi okaSmith bathi vele kuyafanana into ezifanana lezi xa ukuthi uncindezelwa ngumuntu akukho kunye. So akubaphendula abantu ngamafishane khona.
Ngithanda ukukhuluma uMtungwa ubeke kuhle ubaba uMtungwa uthena asike sishiye ukuthi si supporta apha amabandla ezombusazwe. Kodwa sikhangele imiqinisa leliqinisa. Sihlonipheni nabalaleli ngokuzama ukuthi sikhangele izinto njengezinto zinjalo. Mina into engiyikhangelayo umuntu engathi kaboni intsinto kuhulumende lokhona ngizambona ukuthi ngumuntu oleyinye into ayijongileyo ngoba lapho esiphuma khona lapho sivela khona bekunzima izinto zonke zezifile ubaba umnankagwa uyeritshe i-economy efileyo ebhazaleleyo egipsi ecubileyo inkomo ibhazalele yiye yirithwe ngumnankagwa and you expect ukuthi inkomo ecubileyo leyi uyinike isidi ukuthi iziqine izihambe inyathele ihambe ivuke phansi lapelele khona nxa kungaso simanga seneso ukuthi abantu bafuna ukuthi into yakhona namhla ihlithi umnankongwe yibambile namhla ihligijime hhayi ngizwele esikhuluma efiye sebhotswana sithe hhayi asivumeni ukuthi izinto lezi zimele ziyenziwe sibekezelele uhulumende okhona simbone ukwehluleka kwakhe singamehlulekisi engakehluleki basimpheni ithuba ngoba into le kwakha lokudiliza kulula kodwa kwakha kunzima yikwesikhona esibangeni lesi umthuli wakhuluma kuhle wathena ijaga lakomncubeli athi ona kunama-austerity measures azabakhona azababuhlungu sisakha ilizwe lethu leli kodwa ekugcineni lana kungaba umhlelo njengokubeletha kodwa ekugcineni kuyizinto zizabakhona yikwese sikumele sibone ukuthi lapho siya khona kuyikho yini.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu baba Gawule. Sicela ubambe khonapho ngayikatshana wothi sithathe ke ubaba secingweni kulo manje sizokuthi silobani mfowethu kunjani icingweni kwakho. Ye, sondela ifonini yakho ukuthi sikuzwe mnandi. Ngikhuluma lobani?
Khuluma Zulu.
Ye, Zulu uyaphila.
Ngiyaphila kwabanjani?
Siyaphila kodwa ifoni yakho ngani yaheleza? Ungaphi uphakathi kwendlu kumbe uphandle?
Ngisendlini bangisebenzisa indawo ekude.
Ya, kasi sengcono. Ye, phosela khona amafishane sebe.
Ya ngiyamuzwa lo baba ukuthi wathi awule ngiyamuzwa indlela esiphila ngakhona emazweni xa kuthiwa senze izinto ekhaya hayi akusiphathi kahle ngoba akaboni umandukani nje singathi iyalunga ekhaya hayi asiboni lutho okulungayo.
So ke kuthiwa lina yini phela liphehla umsindo khona ngale khaya yini lilumathe izinto eziningi so ke ngiyakwenza khonokho
hayi akulandi lokufuna ke vele ukuthi khona ngoba kina lesino kuhlungu nabantu banobuhlungu kodwa nje wesevini
ah iphone yakho mzala iphone yakho mzala ngathi iyenza njani so ingani yaskipa so angwazi yeah the phone but all what it was saying is that people are not fueling problems back home but maybe they're doing that for the sake of their own people back home you know.
And that is what Mr. Mutama had said earlier, yeah. That because they have relatives and they also contribute to the economy, they have a say in whatever is happening in Zimbabwe.
Yeah. So, Mr. Mutama, on that note, that you're actually involved in the democratization of Zimbabwe. So, at the same time, can we sincerely claim that you're causing all this havoc?
Yes, we are causing havoc in terms of fighting poverty and fighting tyranny, fighting load shedding, fighting corruption. Yes, we are causing havoc on the havoc that is being brought upon us by ZANU-PF so-called dispensation. We have an obligation as citizens of Zimbabwe to fight poverty, to fight misgovernance, to fight oppression, to fight the state capture of our institutions by ZANU-PF. It's an obligation that we should not absolve ourselves from that responsibility. So, yes, I can certainly say that I am fulfilling that obligation as a member of the diaspora community to make sure that Zimbabwe becomes a habitable country where there is dignity for every citizen in terms of employment, decent employment, decent jobs, in terms of political rights, And even for the diaspora, they can contribute economically and politically. They can contribute in the elections. They can stay in the diaspora. They can go back to Zimbabwe. It's their choice. It's a constitutional right. It's a universal right to belong in the diaspora or to move back and forth. But as the members of the diaspora, we still need to contribute in the politics of Zimbabwe. We still need to contribute in the economy of Zimbabwe. We cannot be told that, oh, you need to assist the so-called new dispensation in the economic reconstruction that one Ijim Nangagwa is doing, while ignoring the political effects on the ground where our rights are being trampled on. Our electoral rights to choose leaders of our choice as the diaspora, our electoral rights to choose the leader who can take Zimbabwe on a new path or a new trajectory towards real transformation and social justice. And that president is Advocate Nelson Chamisa. So, yes, we have that obligation to assist our fellow leaders who are in Zimbabwe, who are working day and night to make sure that those rights that we have in terms of our constitution are restored in Zimbabwe.
Yes, that was our colleague. Thank you so much, and stay on the line.
Yes, Mr. Gaule.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are some people also who are accusing your party, ZANU-PF, of causing or fomenting violence, especially after your youth wing had said that it was going to make sure that the MDC demonstrations of the 16th of August were not going to go ahead as planned. And we saw ZANU-PF youths gathering in Harare on the Thursday before the Friday marches. And the youths gathered in Harare on the pretext that they were going to learn about farming. But to some people, they said ZANU-PF was preparing to crash the MDC marches. How should a party involve itself in the security of a country that is the police? And if the police fails, there is army. Why your youths involve themselves in that?
This is some of these things are true, especially when it comes to the situation that is prevailing in our country at the moment. That the war between MDC Alliance and ZANU-PF, and there are some people who want to agree and to accept the fact that Emmerson Mnangagwa is the president of this country, and that one is a bit problematic, especially when Nelson Chamisa is masquerading as a president of a country. As if Zimbabwe has two presidents. Zimbabwe has got only one president. And Nelson Chamisa, the MDC must learn to accept that President Mnangagwa is the president of this country, period. And then this is the fight that is going on and is caused by MDC. It is too political. And this all what was happening here is this demonstration. They're not demonstrations, not demonstrations. These are demonstrations that are called by MDC with a hidden agenda. And remember, some of the leaders were addressing meetings. We know that, especially the youth. They came out in the open to tell, to say they were organized to go and do A, B, C, D. And it's there on record. And this is exactly that is the work of the MDC. And we cannot run away from that. And therefore, as a party, the party youth cannot sit idle.
Thank you, Mr. Gaule. Thank you. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Charles Mutama, MDC branch chairperson, DC, Maryland, and Virginia region here in USA, and former Toronto Senator, Mr. Pilif Gaule. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Nani Jonga Kandemiri saying thank you to all those callers who managed to get in the program and also those who are still expecting to get through. There's another chance tomorrow. Mrara Shakanaka.